thank you for joining us today for a good word for today from God's holy word. I'm Gil Hammond for Tri-State Gospel, and it's always a joy to come before these microphones and open God's word and proclaim his good word for us today. Today is no exception. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice today and be glad in it. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we open God's word today. Father in heaven, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the home that awaits us in heaven. Thank you, Father, for all of your blessings. Thank you for meeting our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you for the word that you have given to us, Father, your holy word. We pray today as we open it and read from it and preach and teach from it that your Holy Spirit will guide and lead us and direct us. In fact, let me just pray, Father, that the words I speak today will not be my own words, but they will be your words spoken through me by your Holy Spirit for your glory and for our good. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, dear friend, today as we begin our time together, I want to really make a change in our message today. This happens now and then. It's probably happened less than a half dozen times in my lifetime of preaching. But today is one of those times that I lay aside the message that I'd prepared for today and go to a special message, I think, for the hour, a special message for the moment that I believe the Holy Spirit is laying upon my heart. I believe this is prompted today by the fact that we have received news today of the death of a dear one that's close to our family just this morning. So this reminds us of many things: the brevity of life, the really important things of life, and the necessity of being prepared to meet our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're reminded of the brevity of life, as the Bible teaches. Ecclesiastes speaks of the life as being like a vapor that is here today and gone tomorrow. It also speaks of life as being like the grass that is green and lush today, but tomorrow is dried up and is just blown away. The Bible speaks of our physical frame as returning to the earth, returning to the dust. And Ecclesiastes, again, speaks of our spirit returning to God who gave it, from whence it came. Our spirit comes from God and returns to God. That's what the Bible tells us today. Now, the question then is, what about our person? What about our soul? What about the person that we really are? Where is that person when we draw our last breath? Well, the Bible gives us the assurance that for a child of God, and that is specifically one who has trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, that when we draw our last breath, we go home to be with the Lord. That's the promise of God's word. Paul himself stated, "To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord." He spoke of his own desire. He said, "It is better for me that I go on home to be with the Lord." But he said, "It is better for you that I stay here in the body for a while longer, so that I can teach you and guide you and instruct you in the ways of the Lord." So Paul yearned to be in heaven. Heaven is his home, you see. And for all of us who are the children of God, who have trusted in Jesus Christ and received him as our Lord and Savior, heaven is our home. We're children of heaven. We're citizens of heaven. We're sons and daughters of Almighty God. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ of all that the Father has. We've been born into the kingdom of God. We've also been adopted into the kingdom of God. We are children of God. We're citizens of heaven. And as such, we're strangers and aliens upon this earth. And we long for the release from this body, from the release from the pain and the suffering and the death and decaying and dying. We long for release to go on home to be with the Lord. Now let me hasten to say that when we depart this body, when we lay aside this body, when we draw our last breath, we go immediately into the presence of the Lord. That is made clear in God's Word. We do not go to some place of waiting, not any longer. That was true before Jesus went to the cross of Calvary and paid sin's debt for all of mankind. But when he paid sin's debt for all mankind, that meant that sin was paid for, that sin could be forgiven and cleansed. You see, before that, before Jesus went to the cross and paid sin's debt with his own body and blood, the sins of mankind could only be covered by the blood of animals according to the old covenant. But Jesus himself, as Hebrews points out, instituted a new covenant. We call it the New Testament. There is the Old Testament, which means covenant, and then there is the New Testament, the new covenant in the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And the blood of